senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. My hesitation was because we've been having some shit problems with our streaming internet here in the panhandle of Florida. And we didn't have that many problems during yesterday's show.
No.
I did notice today one point when I was working,
the stream
stopped for a moment.
God.
The internet locked up, but
That sucks.
We seem to be having a signal going out right now.
The country of Florida is a shithole. We're a shithole country. Did you know that? Why didn't Donald Trump include us in the list of shithole countries?
And
Why?
We don't have a lot of choices here. We have literally two choices.
With what? Internet?
Yeah.
Cock?
If we don't want to go satellite.
Cock or
AT&T. AT&T, yeah.
Right. Well... but we don't even have a choice. Don't we have to go with Cock?
Well,
because we don't have AT&T.
AT&T might have service here now because of all these McFuck mansions that they've been putting
is
up.
It better than what we have.
They might have put fiber optics. I don't know. I'll look. I looked into it like a year ago to think about switching if it was more reliable. But, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
Crab diving meeting online.
Yay.
On the air.
That's right.
Thanks for joining. Join us on the Twitter live. The dog agrees.
What's wrong with her?
I'm holding the Kong toy in my hand. Deploying Kong toy. I forget what I was talking about. Oh, on the Twitter at Crab Diving, you can join us live. Send us a message that way, or we also have a Facebook.
Yay.
And an Instagram. You know that probably. Is Cricket Land.
That's right.
Basically.
It's all crickets.
And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiver.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee commissione. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yay.
It's getting to be that time of year where you got to buy people that you can barely stand.
Oh, yes.
Shit.
What?
And the people you really
oh,
like.
Oh, yes.
Those are the people that are fun to buy for.
What?
And
what
hard. The people that are hard to buy for is good because those are the ones you really care about.
That's correct. That's correct.
And you give a shit about what you're buying them.
Right.
Other ones, you're like, eh, fuck it, I'm going to get them.
That's right.
You know.
Gosh, I don't know what to get people this year. I have no idea. What do people like?
I always tell myself I'm going to try to think about it early, and it never happens.
Well, it's early-ish. Not really.
But, you know, if you're going to buy shit, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Buy all this shit.
Not you. You can't. We can't double
that
dip.
That would be illegal.
But
two in the head, one in the chest.
If you're listening and want to help the show out, that's the way we do it.
Right.
And
does Amazon have a security force?
I mean, probably. Who the fuck knows? Has his own security,
well,
obviously.
Of course
but
he does. And that boat of his. How does? By the way, what's the status update on Jeff's big dumb fucking boat?
You know, I don't know.
Is it, what's the name of his fuck boat? What is that boat's name, Jeff?
I don't know if it's been christened yet.
Hey, I'm Jeff Bezos. I'll come visit you if you agree to blow up a bridge in your neighborhood. I got a big dumb boat. I can't drive anywhere.
Well, that's not happening.
Oh, I know. But still, you're limited on where you could go if your boat is the size of.
Okay, the most recent story I can see.
Where's your fucking boat, Jeff?
Is September 19th.
Yes.
What do we know about, I don't, this is Elite Traveler. I don't, I've never heard of this. What do we know about Jeff Bezos and his yacht?
His big fucking boat.
Ocean Co. has built some incredible ships in its time, including the legendary Black Pearl. I don't know what that is.
But that's my favorite one.
When news got out that the shipbuilder was working on the planet's biggest sailing yacht, codenamed Y-721, the press had a field day. They found out it was Jeff Bezos. I'm skipping.
Blah, 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 blah. It's a sailboat. That's right.
Y-721 is nearing completion, but getting the gleaming new vessel out of Rotterdam wasn't smooth sailing.
Right.
Jeff Bezos' yacht is so enormous that the Amazon founder turned space entrepreneur...
Right.
Offered to pay for the city's historic Königshafen Bridge to be dismantled to let
it
pass.
Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck you for your boat. For your stupid fucking boat.
Needless to say, this didn't go down well with locals. A petition to pelt the boat with rotten eggs on its maiden voyage garnered thousands of signatures.
But that's not even... I mean, if we're going... That's not... If we're doing an eye for an eye... He's blowing up your bridge. You're throwing eggs at his boat. That's nothing. You gotta do something more. He's blowing up your bridge. You're just going to throw eggs at the motherfucker?
Well, but that's very Dutch. I mean, you know, they're not going to... The Netherlands, they're not going to...
They're blowing up your bridge. It's crazy. It's nuts that some rich guy would actually even consider this. This guy is mentally ill, Jeff Bezos. He is, dude. You would never do that. You would never be like, well,
of course.
If you're buying a boat and they said, listen, if you buy this, you got to blow a bridge up to get it out to sea. You'd be like, I don't want the boat then. Is she shaking you down for more shit?
Yeah, she's poking my leg. She's like, you failed on that Kong toy, asshole. She's like, I finished that in record time. They scrapped the plans to temporarily take the bridge apart.
Right.
And it said they quietly towed the enormous yacht in the wee hours of the morning to another shipyard where its masts will be added. Well, why didn't they think of that in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know. Why was the first option to blow up a fucking bridge?
That sounds cheaper, to be honest with you. Doesn't it?
Than tearing down
a historic bridge and putting it back or... Just moving it somewhere else and let them ship it there and assemble the fucking boat where you don't have to knock down any bridges. Get off my desk.
That actually seems like
what are you doing?
A no-brainer. You know what I mean? The dog wants some more treats. She's hungry.
Demerit.
This poor dog is hungry.
She's starving. She'll be okay.
Need a treat, buddy?
Although she is doing well, weight-wise. She got weighed the other day.
Oh, yeah. What is she? 29 pounds?
28.
I'll get her a treat. She's 28 pounds.
You're wasting your weight on that thing, Shelby. That's probably right, about right where she should be.
I hope it's okay with that fucking vet. Is that okay? Is she fat still? You fuck.
That was the first vet.
Damn.
And that was the vet where they took her in without me because of COVID.
Ah!
And she wreaked havoc.
How'd that work out?
And they had to muzzle her. They had to muzzle her. She's the sweetest dog. Well, not the sweetest.
She's the sweetest dog, and they called her fat.
No, I think no.
She's pretty sweet.
Shadow's sweeter.
Yeah.
And Kenobi's sweeter.
Yeah, but listen,
She's got some scrap to her.
Let me tell you something. That vet, is she fat still? That's what I want to know. Is this fucking vet going to say?
Well, that's the thing. And then,
the dog is fat.
I took her back for her allergies a few months later and asked the other vet,
yeah,
I was able to be in there with her, and she was perfect. She was fine. She sat there and didn't do anything.
He thinks those other two dogs are sweeter than you, right?
Well, but I didn't say I don't like that. I kind of like her.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. She's like, whatever.
It gets a little irritating.
She's like, give me another treat.
When she's going after that cat that she really hates.
She doesn't like that cat.
I forgot what I was talking about with the dog.
That dumb fuck's boat.
I'm trying to read. Yeah. Oh.
Does he have a kitchen on that boat? I assume.
So I guess it's near completion.
It's not even done yet.
According to Boat International, the aluminum and steel schooner will boast three decks, including one with a swimming pool.
Ooh.
At 417 feet long, the enormous vessel is set to become the world's largest sailing yacht, unseating the current title holder, the Black Pearl, by 67 feet. To put things in perspective, if stood vertically, Jeff Bezos' new yacht would be the same height as the Great Pyramid of Giza.
You know what the ocean says to that? Yummy, yummy, bring it on. I'll swallow that motherfucker. I don't give a shit. I'm the ocean, baby. I'll make that big boat of yours disappear like it was fucking nothing.
The boat will be able to comfortably host 18 guests with a crew of 40.
Jesus Christ. Wait a second. Say that again.
So 18 guests.
That's it?
But a crew of 40.
Wait a second. That's a big fucking boat.
Yeah.
Only 18 of your friends.
And don't forget, it's going to have a support boat.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably 250 feet.
I
250
bet.
Feet? That's almost a football field.
I bet the bar.
The smaller boat.
The bar on the support boat is probably so much more fun than the bar on Big Boss Bezos' fucking butt-fuck boat.
It says, perhaps most extravagant is the 250-foot support vessel, complete with helicopter landing pad for flying in Bezos and his celebrity guests.
Wait a second. Here's my thing. Oh, Jeff's having us. So we get to fly into, land on one boat. How do we get to the other fucking boat?
The smaller yacht is expected to be loaded with an array of toys, including jet skis, speedboats, luxury cars, perhaps a personal submarine.
I want a pitchfork! I fuck this shit! We should go find that boat and take it. Fuck this shit. Oh, luxury cars! That's my boat with luxury cars!
Estimating...
He's not paying enough taxes.
They're estimating his cost to run the boat...
How much?
...annually...
How much, you fuck?
$25
million. God, I'm rooting for the fucking ocean. That's Crit's opulence. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. God, we got it. Get Bernie Sanders on the phone.
We don't know what the interiors are going to look like.
It's going to be real fucking nice.
It's reported to be inspired by EOS.
Ooh.
EOS, a 305-foot yacht.
Oh, that little piece of shit boat?
To his close friend.
Oh, their buddy.
Founder and former CEO of Fox, Barry Diller.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be like Barry Diller's boat, but a lot fucking bigger.
The interiors aboard EOS.
Yes, EOS.
Were created by the late François Quatre, known for his glamorous designs for the world's most notable royals, aristocrats, and media moguls.
You know what? Some barnacles listen to this shit. It's like, I'm going to enjoy it when you guys fucking sink. We're going to eat all your shit. All these little crustaceans are going to eat everything. We're going to eat your eyeballs. Enjoy your fucking boat. Let me tell you something. All that about that boat is bullshit. Ask the people that died on the fucking Titanic at the bottom of the fucking ocean. It was the nicest boat in the world. And the ocean ate that. Like it was nothing. Jeff, the ocean is gonna swallow that motherfucker up.
You're gonna be way out of my big fucking boat.
Where was I?
François
Quatre.
A heavy swimming pool on my
Je suis désolé, je ne parle pas français.
Is something trashy about that?
Je suis allergique à cacahuètes.
Yes.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
What language
those,
is that?
Those French.
Oh,
yes,
of course.
You know, when I went to Paris,
I remember.
Those are the words I had to say when I. The first is, je suis désolé, je ne parle pas français. I'm sorry, I don't speak French. Then I would launch into, je suis allergique, the cacahuètes,
cacahuètes?
Fruits.
Fruits, yes, I know that word.
De mer.
The shit. The fruits are
no,
shit.
No, that's in the mail.
In the mail.
Mer is sea. And seafood.
I took French!
But that's all I know. And where's the bathroom?
Killery teal.
Ille
douze.
What are you saying?
What time is it? It's noon, I think.
I took Spanish.
Well, you know some of it, don't
que hora
you?
Es.
Right.
Well, you know, it's going to be weird when Jeff Bezos is on his big dumb boat and all these.
So there you go. There's the update on Bezos. I know we haven't even gotten to the headlines yet.
Somebody's going to take your boat.
We've done 20 minutes on Bezos.
Okay, yeah, fuck him. Fuck that motherfucker's fucking boat.
15 minutes on Bezos.
So stupid.
I exaggerated. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Nine!
The headline there says, awkward. Econ report saps Republicans' recession claims. Yeah, things looked up today.
Yeah, you dumb shits. Are you upset that things are looking
better? Yes, of course they are.
You fuckhead.
All summer, Republicans claimed that the U.S. economy was in a recession because the country's overall economic growth went negative for the first half of the year. House minority scumbag Kevin McCarthy squealed in July, everything about the Biden recession was predictable and avoidable. Only Democrats in Washington chose not to see it coming. Meanwhile, there's a list. You can look up a list of all the bills that the Democrats tried to pass.
Yes. To counteract the recession.
Yes. That every single Republican voted no on, like the inflation bill, the prescription drug bill,
right,
all that shit.
But if it,
and then it gets to the Senate and dies because of Manchin and Sinema.
Yeah, but if it did go through, they would take credit for it anyway, wouldn't they?
And even, have, yeah.
And even though they didn't vote on it, it's just absolutely asinine, guys. I mean, just let them do that.
Okay. The McCarthy and others have been arguing 2 quarters of negative growth automatically amounted to a recession, which isn't true.
Fuck you, Kevin, you dumb shit.
Even though recessions involve mass job loss and not just negative growth, but there's been nothing but rapid job growth this year.
Didn't Kevin McCarthy try to overthrow the election or some shit like that? Wasn't he involved?
Yeah, kind of. I think he was, you know, a little more on the periphery.
Oh yeah, he was.
MAGA doesn't like him. They're gunning for him if they win. That's why they want Jim Jordan to be speaker, not Kevin McCarthy.
Holy shit! What would you do? Would you do Kevin McCarthy or Jim Jordan? Quickly, respond.
Kevin Fuck
McCarthy or Jim Jordan? No, if you had to pick, for speaker, Kevin McCarthy or Jim Jordan, which? I'm going with Jim Bag, I guess. Christ. Right?
No. Well, I mean, for our purposes for the show, fuck yeah, but for the good of the country, holy fucking shit, god, Kevin McCarthy is that Sophie's choice.
It's not like the policy.
Well, I guess that's different.
Yeah, it's not like the policies are different. These guys are fucking creeps.
Yeah,
and Nazis.
So now the third quarter GDP report shows an overall healthy economy with strong consumer spending and business investment and hints of slowing inflation.
Right. Well, let's get the Republicans in there to really skull fuck everything, okay?
And now the same forecasts that the Republicans were masturbating over 2 months ago, now they're poo-pooing them, saying that economists have dumbed down the economic projections to reflect Biden's struggling policies, says Representative Kevin Brady from Texas.
This is tough for the Democrats because in this instance, we're talking about some math and the droolers, they'll believe anything here. You know what I mean? Because it's too much for them to think about. They'll just be like, yeah, he's right. They don't fucking know, man. They don't fucking.
Well, yeah, we need prices to go down.
Yeah.
We need these fucking companies.
Yeah. We need to price. What was the thing we need to fix?
God, what did I say? Was it yesterday?
The unit price index. That needs to be fixed.
Wasn't it? What was the number yesterday? $16 billion. Now I sound like.
$16 billion.
Yeah. Carl Sagan. Google him, kids.
He hosted Card Sharks.
Just kidding. He hosted one of the first things that I used our brand new fancy VHS TV recorder on to record on WTTW in Chicago on PBS.
It wasn't Nova, was it?
No.
What was Nova?
The
Carl Sagan's. I interrupt you. What is it? What show was it?
Cosmos.
Right.
It was a series of science.
Oh, my dad watched that. Yeah, we watched that.
He was a big old atheist, but he didn't really push it, but he kind of did.
Well, listen, Carl, say, awesome. What planet he's from?
He helped
from.
Me along in my youthful journey towards atheism.
Do you think the works of, say, Carl Sagan, Gene Roddenberry, do you think they have shaped the way spaceships look? Influenced?
No. I think science will shape the way spaceships look.
Somebody asked me to design a spaceship. The first thing I would do, I would have to check out a book about Star Wars.
I would trust them to design the ships more than others.
Why? There's so many ships.
Well, they're scientists.
You know how many X-Wings are out there? It's a ton. Oh, we're scientists. Oh, okay, then. We just do everything they say.
But Carl Sagan had a voice where he spoke like this.
You sound like Mike Pence?
Carl Sagan... I'm not exaggerating. I'm gonna find a YouTube of him now.
Yeah, Cosmos. I remember that. Nova was a magazine, I think. It was a magazine about science. Now we don't have science anymore. So back when we had science,
and Cosmos, I would almost want to watch Cosmos again because it would be interesting to see what's changed
Since Cosmos
all those years ago, and what we've learned so much. And
look at what we're learning from the
Pluto
James
was
Webb.
Pluto was a planet back then.
Pluto's bullshit. It got demoted. Fuck yourself. Get out. But now we have the James Webb, and you're seeing all this shit out there. I thought the images from the James Webb telescope was supposed to make religion go away. That's what somebody told me. And that's just not the fucking case.
Well,
is
nothing,
it?
That's not going to happen.
Did God create that shit at the James Webb telescope? Did God create that shit?
Did God create the James Webb telescope?
The
or what
shit
is
we're
seeing.
Did he create that
Prove he
shit?
Didn't.
What?
Prove he didn't.
God, where were you? What was the date of the Big Bang or whatever?
14, 15 billion-ish years ago.
God, where were you
I could
15
be wrong.
Billion years ago? Anybody corroborate this?
But they no longer believe that there was a that it was a singularity.
The Christians?
That our universe sprang from.
Yeah.
As they get closer, it falls apart.
Right.
And back in time. And that's what this James Webb will help.
Right.
As we can see farther back, because it's a time machine. We're seeing farther and farther
years in the
back, billion years. We're seeing billions of years. Billions of years. That's Carl Sagan. Right. He was just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They used to make fun of him on, I think it was Saturday Night. Saturday Night Live.
His voice?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did Dan Aykroyd do it? I bet. Oh, awesome.
Let's see if this is...
Million, 400 billion suns.
This is them. This is
wow.
This is a video making fun of him.
Billion, trillion, million, billion, trillions of orbiting snowballs.
Billions of orbiting snowballs. See, that's how he talks.
That's cool.
But he's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see. What the difference is.
Yeah.
To me.
Right.
Other people are like, move on. Talk about politics.
No, Cosmos. The Cosmos is cool. I mean. Or the show Cosmos.
But we got there from knowing that the Republicans won't believe science. Just like they won't believe these economic indicators now.
Yeah.
That they were pointing at and screaming about a couple of months ago.
But
now that they're good,
yes,
or better, now they're like, oh, well, that's crap. They're just massaging the numbers to make Biden look good.
It's a party of assholes. I wish they could just leave. Wouldn't it be great if we woke up in the morning and you just woke up and all of a sudden, what happened to the Republicans? They left.
Well, that's the rapture.
Left.
Come on, God.
Yeah.
Take them.
Oh, my God.
Take them.
Jesus. That is the
Holy
best.
Holy crap.
What a great idea. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Then
take them up to heaven and leave this to us.
Yeah, and we can have their shit.
And this will be heaven.
Is Jeff Bezos a Christian?
I doubt it.
I bought God.
Drudge Report, election finale, Dems on defense.
Yes.
Yeah, the mainstream media is really pushing the fact that the Dems may get slaughtered again.
Why are they doing that? Why are they doing
supposedly
that when that might not be the case?
The polls are saying that, but then again, as we've learned, did we talk about this offline? That I think it was offline. That
crab diving offline conversation.
That a lot of these people that they are polling,
yes,
are not in the databases yet. That the pollsters have downloaded a lot of the newer registrations.
Yes,
since Roe v. Wade got the shank.
And that's gonna be what the Republicans complain
about,
registration
has been through the roof since Roe v. Wade
got
the shank, and it's young people and women. And I think it was Michael Moore who was, that's where his argument kind of comes from, is that, hey, look, we've had record numbers of young people and women, especially voting or registering to vote now after what they did to Roe v. Wade. And guess which way they're probably leaning, if that's what's if that's what's motivating them to get out and vote. So Michael Moore is still very optimistic.
He was right last time, or not last time.
About Trump, yeah.
Right.
Another headline here at the Drudge. Oh, can Obama stem the bleeding?
What does that mean?
That, you know, that the Democrats have been sinking everywhere.
Yeah, Obama should be out there campaigning for people. That would be good.
I think he kind of is, but I don't think he's been doing a lot.
He should come to Florida.
He's got a Netflix deal, you know. I mean, he's a busy guy.
Does he really? Is that what he's doing, working for Netflix?
I think it was Netflix. They have had some some documentaries and shit.
He probably sits up at night saying, listen, Michelle.
Michelle has a podcast.
Excuse me. I don't want to interrupt your podcast, Michelle, but listen, I think you should run for president. I bet he says that every night to her.
Oh, here. Obama's going to Georgia tomorrow.
Oh, be careful.
Then is going to Wisconsin, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, all key battlegrounds. So he's
go via Zoom.
Obama's out there fighting the good fight.
Go via Zoom to Georgia. Some of these fucking places, man. You don't need to go there.
Democrats turn to Obama for midterm miracle. Ugh. They're just the way they even frame it.
Why are you framing the Democrats as fucking losers? Who is it? What is this, Drudge?
No, this story is Reuters.
Reuters? What's wrong with you? Fuck off. Come on.
Those are the headlines.
You're going to make people feel sad and they won't come out and vote. What about that?
And then, just in time for the holidays, everybody.
Yes.
Wuhan is back under lockdown as COVID-19 has spiked with over 800,000 cases.
Damn. In China?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're enforcing a lockdown in the city. Oh, no, wait, 800,000 people are being locked down.
Right,
after
right.
Cases.
I was going to say, they had a spike in one day of 800,000.
No, yeah.
Shit. God, fuck this respiratory shit. That's the problem with how we work as human beings, is the whole breathing thing. Why do we need that? This is stupidest shit ever.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, that's dumb. Why didn't you just make it so we walk around without having to breathe and we could go underwater as long as we want? We could do all kinds of cool shit. But now we get COVID. We have to breathe.
Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody. Jeez. Don't join us because we're not going to have a show.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan's got a gig.
Yeah, I'm doing a murder.
Somewhere in Mississippi?
Hattiesburg, 2 hours away.
Hatties, which is with an H?
Yeah, yeah,
Hattiesburg.
Yeah. Hattiesburg.
Not Hattiesburg.
It's an H and T's, I think. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's, I don't know, it's a murder mystery, cowboy western style. I got to dress up as a looker.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
I did a couple of those.
I got to throw together a sheriff's outfit.
That was a big actor job in certain areas.
Dude, I would do those. It's like, for one show, they pay really good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still,
the best. I think I told you. I think I told the story of the show before when I did the I was a bank robber for police training.
Yeah,
for police like breaching
a
hostage situation.
God,
no shit, man. Yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really, really intense.
Were they
gave me like timelines that like the guys that were running it were like, okay, at this point, you know, pick up the phone. Don't pick up the phone the first few times at the, you know, pick it up this.
Oh, I see.
Wait for them to call this time. Yell and scream, you know, scare the hostages.
Did you do that?
Who were all my friends, the other actors. And
why did you yell at them?
Shut the fuck up!
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a great time.
That's the best.
And,
I do that.
And then I had to kill one.
Oh.
And wow. He's like, yeah, yeah. So at some point when you're talking, you go, I'm going to fucking kill one. I don't want my way. And I said, and I'm supposed to go bang.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, did you just kill one? Like, you know, dropping out of character.
Yeah,
and I
said,
yeah, I just killed one. I'm going to kill another one.
I'm going to eat one.
You have 20 minutes. I want a car. And a good one.
I want a hybrid.
Yeah, that was fun. Scary when they breached that fucking place, though.
I bet.
They started yelling bang.
Yes.
We're supposed to be flash grenades.
Yes.
And it kind of really worked because all of a sudden it's like bang. And, you know, they're coming in from two different sides. We were actually at the bank.
Right, right.
And they were coming in from two different entrances and shit. And it's like, ah, you know, and I'm like, okay, you got me. And the cop put me down on the ground.
God!
And put his knee in my back. I was like, actor!
Yeah, you fuck.
I was like, hey, recreation. He said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He was really cool. But for the first second, you know, he took me down. I was like, recreation.
Well, listen, man, cops aren't actors. And, you know, an actor is always concerned about his safety and the actors on stage, and that's just not who they are.
That was intense.
That's crazy. I mean,
but fun. And then we did a second scenario. I was one of the hostages.
Yes.
And my buddy, Fred, Ryan knows this guy, was the
Fred's
the
great
bank robber.
Oh yeah.
Except he disguised himself as a hostage.
Oh yeah.
And was like in the middle of us and said, anybody that tries to out me,
I'm gonna kill him.
I will kill you. They'll get me, but I'll take out a few of you first.
This is involved.
So then it's us. So then it's us like being let out in a line. You know, they make the hostages raise their hands and everything.
Yeah.
And we're being let out in a line and we're all like using our eyes. To try to be like, it's the little guy, third from the back. Yeah, it's him. It was fun,
man,
but intense,
that's crazy.
Man. That was an actor job, people. That's what we got hired for as actors one time.
You know, I listened to this thing on NPR today about these school shooting drills. They're pretty intense. Some of them are insane, man. It's really crazy.
Yeah, but the kids have to go through those, the potential victims.
Yeah.
They ain't getting paid for it.
No. It's really fucked up.
I saw a meme that said, or a cartoon, there was a middle-aged guy saying, yeah, in my day, you know, we had to carry a hot potato to go to class. And the kid said, oh, yeah, I had to hide in a closet while four of my friends were killed by a gunman.
To me, that's crazy. To me, our society says, instead of some gun, any gun control, instead of any of that, we're going to make these kids do these mass shooting drills or whatever. That's quite a trade-off. That's crazy.
Go see Ryan in Hattiesburg tomorrow night. Join the murder mystery.
I don't know what it is. Or I don't know. It might be a private party. I don't know. Oh, I might. Okay. Hopefully I'll be back.
You're not going to be the sheriff with the assless chaps.
Yeah, wait a second. Wait, there's more murder and mystery.
More money.
More money. I need more money. It's not that much money.
Population 45,000, so it's about the same as
here. Hattiesburg is a good size. Do they have running water there and everything? I mean, it's Mississippi.
Look at these, I guess, suburbs. Purvis and Sumrall. Sumrall.
Have fun there. Come here, boy.
Sumrall, Mississippi.
Y'all going up that murder mystery? Not tonight, you ain't. Maybe that's my character. That's the character I'm gonna do for the sheriff. That voice. You like that?
Well, my mister, fuck you. Oh, wait, it's got to be clean.
You got to say the N-word a lot.
It's improv. All right. It has to be clean.
And boy.
That is probably clean for them.
Right. That's not a swear word to them.
I don't want to be the sheriff.
You're
That's
Mississippi.
No, I don't want to be the fucking sheriff. I'm not. The only reason I'm the sheriff is somebody's like, they don't even know me. They made me the sheriff. I don't want to be a sheriff.
Well, did you ask for a different part? Didn't you say there were other parts?
I didn't ask for a part. I just got a part. I said, you're going to be the sheriff. My friend is going to be a Native American Indian, I guess.
But he is.
But he is.
Yes,
he is.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that there's not some script with some fucked up shit for him to say.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, man.
How sad.
Also in the news, everybody, join us. So don't forget to join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday.
No, we're
not going to be Faithless Friday.
Fuck you!
I should play some of the clips that I have for Faithless Friday.
I'm the sheriff!
This is good news, I guess.
Yes.
One of the tourists from January 6th, Capitol.
Right.
Who... this guy was the one who physically dragged Officer Michael Fanone out. He yelled, "I got one," and pulled him into the mob to be beaten the shit out of for a minute.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got one.
Right, right.
Why did the dog come running in?
She's got a...
Does she have a bone she's trying to hide?
I think it's a cow cheek or something.
She's got a chewy, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the person's name, which amazes me. From Tennessee, Albuquerque Head.
That's the guy. Wait. That's the spot or the guy's
that's
name?
That's the person's name,
that's
I believe.
That's not a name. Mr. Head? I mean, the first name's strange. His first name is Albuquerque?
Albuquerque C. Head.
What? Please find out what the C is. And that's painfully interesting now. Albuquerque Charlie Head? I mean... What is this, Cornelius? Cornelius Head, Albuquerque. Albuquerque Head.
Oh, God. As rioters fought fiercely against police in the Lower West Terrace tunnel of the Capitol on the 6th, one of the rioters said to D.C. Officer Michael Fanone, "Hey, I'm going to try to help get you out of here. You hear me?" "Thank you," Fanone replied, and his body camera captured what happened next. Albuquerque C. Head, a recovering drug addict and father of two from Kingsport, Tennessee, slung his arm around Fanone's neck and dragged him into the roiling crowd outside the tunnel, yelled, "Hey, I got one."
Wow.
He scammed the dude.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, these fucking guys are evil.
Wow.
These people are evil.
Well, Albuquerque,
Mr. Head,
has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison.
Fuck off,
barely
motherfucker.
Just 6 months short of the 8-year maximum.
Jeez.
For assault on a police officer. That's all? That's the maximum? For assault on a police officer? That surprises me.
It does. It is surprising.
It's the second longest sentence imposed so far. A first January 6th rioter, longest for one who pleaded guilty. So they must have, he must have gotten talked down from other charges. If he's pleading guilty.
Oh, right.
To this.
They gave him a deal. Well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this guy obviously wanted this dude killed. Why else would you drag him out to the mob and say, "I got one"? What were you going to do with him? I mean, you know, these people are fucking nuts.
Head 43. Was one of the very few January 6th defendants who declined the judge's offer to speak at sentencing. Most defendants have spoken of their remorse or even apologized. Head stared straight ahead, rigidly shook his head. Jeez. As he was led from the courtroom, he turned and grinned at his fiance, who wept. He's been in jail since his arrest in April of 2021.
Right.
Investigators used multiple videos from journalists, crowd members, police body cameras, and surveillance cameras.
He pulled the guy.
To document his movement through the crowd and to debunk what he told the FBI after his arrest. So he lied to the FBI.
Yeah.
The video showed him pushing his way to the Lower West Terrace Tunnel, moving to the melee with police, being forced back twice and returning twice to the fray. Along the way, someone handed him a gas mask.
Right.
And he grabbed up a police shield. The police tried to snatch it back. He gestured from for another from the crowd behind him. Somebody handed him a shield.
Yeah.
He can then be seen battling with the officers at the glass doors beyond the tunnel. When one officer was being briefly crushed, they were facing off with Officer Fanone.
God.
The officers began eventually to push the rioters out of the tunnel, at which point Head convinced him he's trying to help him and drug him out to the mob.
Right. Why were there so few cops?
Because Nancy Pelosi refused to. Yeah. That's the crazy theory.
Doesn't this bother
them? No, because they underestimated what happened.
No, they lied, right? Didn't they lie?
Probably.
I mean, to me, it's like, was it a coincidence that there's a militarized force converging on the Capitol, and all of a sudden, on that day, skeleton crew? I mean, you know that was planned. There's just no fucking way.
Trump is like, my people aren't going to be... Remember, he wanted to get rid of the metal
Trump
detector.
Sold out the cops.
Remember, he wanted to get rid of the metal detector.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did, because he didn't give a shit. He's like, they don't want to hurt me with those weapons.
My people aren't going to hurt me.
He sold out the fucking cops. I hope policemen notice that, you fucks.
So
your guy sold those cops out.
90-month sentence for this asshole.
Yeah. Albuquerque Head.
Albuquerque Head.
Is that your real name? Is that his real name? Or did he give himself that fucking name?
I don't know.
Is that his podcasting name or some shit like that? God, these people. He doesn't have a personality, so he has a name like that. You know?
Yeah, I wonder what his...
the artist...
Oh, Cosper.
Of course.
C-O-S-P-E-R.
Cosper?
Albuquerque Cosper Head.
Where's he from? Tennessee. Well, man, I'm going to jail 7 years. I
want to see a picture of him.
Damn, Albuquerque, were you going to be the second round of founding fathers? Is that what these guys thought? Did Albuquerque Head think that he would storm the Capitol, and then him and that guy with his face painted like somebody from fucking Braveheart, they were going to draw up a constitution?
He's not surprising. He looks like he's probably from
a dumb
Tennessee.
Fucking maggot. I'm going to take a shit on the wall and write a constitutional government. We're going to fix everything in Washington. Let me see what he looks like.
Assaulting, resisting, impeding.
God, you know, all that guy needs is a Salt Life shirt and some Oakleys. You'd be perfect.
So there you go. Good news. Justice. Justice served.
Have fun in jail, dumb fuck.
I'm one of the tourists.
Yeah. He's a tourist.
Who literally scammed a cop and dragged him out to the crowd to be killed.
Yeah, he was going to help you. You told him you were going to help him.
They didn't take him out there just to have a nice chat with them. They beat them.
I do not understand these. I don't understand the cops, and I don't understand the maggots. I thought they were all together. I thought they were all one in this fucking
same.
Well,
I think they're torn.
Well, they wanted to kill those cops.
Cops are really torn about the whole gun thing, because as much as they love guns,
yes,
they are less than enthusiastic about a everybody else having
guns. Why? Why, you pussies? You are armed to the fucking teeth. What? You have military vehicles.
That's why.
That's fucking hilarious. Fuck off.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I didn't do the whole story. Texas goes permitless on guns. A new law allowing people to carry handguns without a license has led to more spontaneous shootings, many in law enforcement are saying.
Wow. Hey, law enforcement, go fuck yourselves. Figure it out.
Fuck you.
Many sheriffs, police leaders, and district attorneys in urban areas of Texas say there's been an increase in people carrying weapons and in spur of the moment gunfire.
Well, no fucking
shit. In the year since the state began allowing most adults 21 or over to carry a handgun without any papers.
Right. Well, dear Texas, go fuck yourself because you're preoccupied with trans people playing sports and where people are peeing. And you're worried about drag queens in libraries. But this is what is actually going on.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's dystopia. They don't have any gun laws. So now they have all kinds of shootings. So they had it before, but no license. Anybody can have a gun. What if you're a felon?
Far from an outlier, Texas, with its new law, joined what has been an expanding effort to remove nearly all restrictions on carrying handguns. When Alabama's permitless carry goes into effect in January, awesome.
Oh, good.
15 minutes in that direction, they're going to be able to carry guns.
So you'd stand on the other side of the Alabama line and just shoot at Floridians.
When it goes into effect in January, half the states in the nation, from Maine to Arizona, will not require a license to carry a handgun. Is that true?
Do we want
to
kill?
Holy shit! 25 states. You don't need a permit to carry.
Why would anyone visit this country?
People don't. I mean, you see that in chats and stuff, and for Europeans and stuff like that, they're like, why? I want to go to America and get shot.
The only part of this I'm perplexed by is like the cops being concerned about the guns. You guys are so fucking violent and shoot people all the fucking time, but you're concerned about these guns. Okay.
Man.
We're shooting people.
I missed these again.
God bless you. Is it allergies? That's what it is. Yeah. Allergies, it's part of climate change, you know.
Bloody hell.
The earth warms up, the spores come out, and everybody starts sneezing.
Also good news?
Yes.
I guess this is kind of a big one. I'm sure it's going to go to get appealed up the asshole. And right. Lord knows what's going to go on with this foul SCOTUS that we've got.
Oh, it's going to be okay.
Remember Cowboys for Trump?
Mm-mm. Cowboys for Trump?
Yeah, it's a group, one of these,
Sounds great. Bunch of fucking fascists.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even cosplay and cowboy hats and
woo!
Fringy leather jackets and shit.
Yes.
Coy Griffin, the founder.
Okay.
C-O-U-Y.
Right.
Coy Griffin. Was an insurrectionist.
Okay.
Who decided to run for something.
Okay.
But he has been, in the first case, since I don't know when, it'll say here in the story somewhere as I read through it, a state court judge has ruled. He was elected. New Mexico County Commissioner Coy Griffin has been constitutionally disqualified from office after he participated in the January 6th insurrection using the 14th Amendment, you can't. You're disqualified if you participate in an insurrection. It's the disqualification clause, it says here.
Then how? What about Jim Jordan and Louis Gohmert?
Section 3.
Yes.
Hasn't been used since the end of the Civil War.
Right.
When it was invoked to keep public office holders who had joined the Confederacy from ever holding office again.
That's how bad things are.
Decision by the Santa Fe, New Mexico judge ruled that Griffin, County Commissioner of Otero County, New Mexico, also founder of the group's Cowboy for Trump.
Yeah.
Group Cowboys for Trump, was constitutionally disqualified from office because he participated in the January 6th insurrection.
A law from the Civil War era is saving us. That's amazing.
the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, along with co-counsel, represented three New Mexico residents who sued to remove him from office.
Hell yeah!
Under New Mexico law that allows any resident to go to court to challenge the qualifications of a state official.
Yes.
They argued, and the judge agreed, that he was disqualified from office because his participation in the riot ran afoul of the 14th Amendment.
Damn. Sorry, guys. You broke the 14th Amendment. You can no longer participate in government. What about the congresspeople that participated in the fucking insurrection?
But this is how they can also
keep
Trump out.
Because he participated in
it. I mean, he may never go to jail, but they may find enough evidence to, fine him, censure him, and say, in 14th Amendment his ass, and say, you can no longer run for office.
Do you think we have evidence now that would say President Trump supported or helped an insurrection? We have evidence, right?
Sure.
Well, what? Fuck, man. I mean, come on.
Merrick Garland's not going to do anything before the election.
Why? Is he busy?
Because that's what they
do. He's not fucking busy. Merrick, who cares? Who gives a flying shit? We're talking about democracy. Come on. You're going to wait till the midterms. That's stupid. Do it now.
So the Texas story.
Yes.
The gun shit. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez of Harris County, Texas.
Pow, pow, pow.
Said, seems like now there's been a tipping point where everybody is armed.
Too bad, Texas. You did it. What do you want?
It says, what is clear is far fewer people are getting new licenses for handguns, even as many law enforcement say the number of guns they're encountering on the street is increasing.
Have you seen the movie Predator?
Sure.
Do you remember the gun that sat on the Predator's shoulder?
Yeah, sure.
Very cool. Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Do we?
No.
We don't have that.
I don't believe we have, laser kind of things like that. I don't know that we have that rail gun either that Jesse Ventura wielded. We might.
Oh, yeah. Was that fake,
probably
too?
Do,
God, I hate all that shit.
Maybe, but there's probably
everything's
real.
Fake. We don't have any good technology.
Somebody will DM me.
Right.
And say, it's a
real gun.
And they'll tell me what it is, yeah. Thank you for the couple of people that DM me about my headache.
Oh, yeah.
My whole life.
What did they tell you to do?
No, just that it sucks and,
Can I scare it? Like with hiccups, gonna be like, ha!
No,
it work like that.
I might do the opposite.
Try colloidal silver.
I haven't. I should try that.
Rub it on your head.
Alex Jones needs some help. Financial help. I can buy it at his site.
He's getting sued for $1 billion, right?
God, you know who? We haven't heard from Jim Baker in an awful long time.
Is he dead? I mean, I'm sorry.
No. We would have heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know what, oh my God. There's a new musical called Tammy Faye.
Oh, wow. I would see that. That would be great. Tammy Faye Baker was supposedly like really nice and shit, right? Jim was the real problem.
Yes. Yeah. Crazy, but nice.
Right.
She was. It says something about Elton John. Did Elton John do the music for this? It's quite possible. Also in the news.
Yes. So,
there you go. I guess it's getting good reviews.
Right. What's the
stage show as glittery as she was, infectious in its music, exuberant in its performances.
Ooh.
And glorious kitsch in its aesthetic.
Yes.
Stylishly pulled together by director Rupert Gold.
Yeah. Is it like Fosse or is it like a country thing?
I don't know.
Probably like a lot of religious shit.
Fame, greed, redemption. The story is biblical.
Ooh.
It says. Interesting.
Right.
If you're in London.
Up for any, did it win any Tonys or anything like that?
It's in London. It's just opened.
Hello.
Upbeat new musical based on the life of Tammy Faye.
People, England, hey, is it true that people in the UK like to watch like weird American redneck shit like that? Like the story of Tammy Faye and we're weird. Is that what they like? They like looking at us and think, oh.
Elton John and yes. The Scissor Sisters frontman Jake Shears wrote the music and lyrics. And then they brought somebody named James Graham in to write the book.
Okay. Jeez.
Well, there you go.
Wow. It's a musical.
Elton John.
Who's playing the lead? Who's playing Tammy Faye?
In Britain,
Patti LuPone.
Katie Braben is her name, is right. Tammy Faye. And Andrew Rannells is playing. He was in the Book of Mormon previously as Jim.
You know, Tammy.
In all the crazy religion musicals.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's getting stereotyped.
Right. Why did we talk about Patti LuPone the other day? Did she have a problem with the audience or something?
She quit the union.
Oh, that's
she
right.
She said fuck you to the
right
actors.
You know, honestly, maybe Patti LuPone just has to tell somebody to fuck off every now and then.
Yeah, she'll be back. She did it before.
Right.
She quit the union and told them to fuck off, and then she got a great role, and she was like, okay, I'm back. So that was just a little side story here at the New York Times where I was reading about Texas crazy.
Yes.
Going crazy, permitless guns, Boo. Not helping things, apparently.
So I'm trying to understand. So in Texas, when you buy a gun,
I think you still need to have a background check because that's national.
The only reason I was asking about the Predator thing, is it true that Abbott has a gun mounted to the side of his wheelchair or no? Does he have that?
I don't know.
Like a little turret gun and take people out from the fucking thing?
So my computer's is no, it's not the internet.
Right.
It's a stupid pop-up video.
Yeah.
Also in the news, thanks for joining us, everybody. Halfway through the big show.
God, you can just go to Walmart, buy a gun, and then what? What do you have to do? What are the rules?
That's it. You're done.
No.
Run free.
Okay. No. I bought a gun.
Yeah.
Can I just
strap it on and go out to McDonald's?
Can I go to McDonald's?
Sure.
With my gun? Nobody wants that.
I mean, businesses can probably say, maybe. I mean, but I would assume businesses can probably say,
can I go to a bar?
Allowed.
Can I go to a bar with my gun and sit there and get fucking shit-faced?
I don't know, but wasn't there a state recently that got rid of the law that said you can't carry in a bar? We did that story.
Right. No, you can be shit-faced and shoot people in Florida, I think, as long as you're in your car.
Maybe it was Texas.
No. Does anybody want to protect us from anything?
Don't you think maybe it was Texas?
You don't even need helmets on your motorcycles. You don't need permits for your fucking gun. We're washing snakes and bullshit. Spiders. God. At least you can. I mean, in Florida, do you have to have a permit?
I think to carry, yeah.
If I see a snake coming, am I allowed to shoot it or not? Will I be able?
Yeah, probably.
A shotgun
or a black person?
No,
it's not Florida.
Yeah,
you can get away with that.
Hey, listen, the thing in Florida,
I felt threatened.
Right by all the animals here, the snakes. The crocodile, no, the alligators, panthers, scorpions.
Let me see. It's not Texas. Oh my God.
What?
14 states permit concealed weapons.
Okay, perfect.
Permit carriers to permit holders to carry in bars.
Right. In bars.
Oh, in a bar that serves or in a restaurant that serves alcohol.
Okay. You can still carry your gun in there. What do I do? Put two in. I'm going to put a couple of bullets in the artichoke dip. Fuck you.
I'm confused. Florida may get to carry guns without a permit is a story that was just a couple months ago. So we may join
Texas, Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
Are you allowed to shoot people in
Yeehaw!
Those things? What happens if I accidentally shoot you? Do I have to offer you a formal apology or what happens? Am I allowed? I mean, it's an accident. I didn't mean to. I was legally carrying this gun and it went off. Well, I was at the baked potato bar. It's not my fault.
States that allow individuals to conceal carry without restrictions.
Listen to that.
Alaska, Arizona, shit. Arkansas, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi.
Why none of the nice states?
Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota.
No.
Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
None of the states. What states didn't you name? California, New York, right? Where the cities are. Illinois.
They discourage, yeah.
I mean, you know, you can all the way from Indiana, they can shoot you, though. It's fine. God. Really, it's not fair. It's like, hey, listen, if you can live in the South, good luck with everything from the government. Good luck. It's just like the people in charge down there are so crazy with their guns. We can't do anything about it. Thanks.
Faithless Friday on Thursday, everybody.
Jesus.
We're off tomorrow.
Jesus in the house.
Pope Francis, you may have heard of him.
Francis.
You saw his house.
Oh, the Pope's?
Yeah.
It's nice.
He wasn't the Pope. Well, he was Ratzinger when we went to Rome, right?
No, the little Nazi youth guy. Wasn't he a Nazi youth?
Wasn't he the Pope, I think?
Yes, he was.
And we accidentally walked around the whole country.
Yeah.
Literally.
Why is there so much money in that tiny little fucking country? Why is it just sitting there in the basement? Sell that shit.
But that was great because that was a section of the city I'd been to Rome a few times, but I hadn't been in
it was a nice,
that one section of the city,
dude,
that we had to walk through. Yeah.
I would like to live on the edge of the Vatican. It's nice there, right?
Oh,
the
mountains. Rome's amazing.
God, it's the best. Best.
But you gotta go to Paris. Paris is
right
still the awesome. One where it's you can't turn a corner without going, oh wow, oh shit, wow, that's cool. Wow, yeah. That's really nice.
That would be cool.
And learn how to say I'm allergic to peanuts.
Right. Yeah, Paris, and then there's this dumb fuck in his truck. What music is that guy playing? God, turn your shit down.
Oh, here.
God.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just garbage.
I don't know if the listeners will be able to hear that. Somebody's got their
podcast.
Their truck music cranked out at the red light.
Right.
Near where we are.
No more clues.
There's a lot of red lights. Pensacola. The Pope, Francis.
Popity dopity.
Delivered a blunt warning this week, Ryan. A blunt warning this week. Not just to his congregants.
Okay.
But also to priests and nuns, telling them to ixnay on the ornpay.
The Pope is telling you to lay off the porn?
Quit porn.
Quit raping children. You gotta, guys, you gotta quit this porn. I'm so sorry. We're gonna keep raping these children, but you have to quit this porn, you sinners. Fuck you. The Pope is telling me that? I saw the Pope with that show. With Jude Law and John Malkovich.
Yes.
They're fucking all over the place.
Yes.
They don't watch porn. They go to the Vatican and they fuck. According to that show, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what a guy in a weird fucking hat tells me to watch or not watch. How's this, Pope? Go fuck yourself. Shit, I'm going to go in that basement and sell some of that shit on eBay. How much does a Shroud of Turin go for? How much? Is it worth that boat? Was it worth more than Jeff's boat?
God, a Shroud of Turin. I saw something not that long ago that was some asshole posted on Twitter about the Shroud of Turin. I'm like, it's a fake! It's a fake!
No, we saw it. It's real. We saw Catholics, it!
The Catholics sent it. They did the wrong thing. They sent it to a scientist.
Oh,
and the
no.
scientist was like, Middle Ages and dye and ink.
Wait a second. It's the Middle Ages. That's still old as fuck, right? I mean, cool.
About 1,000 years
after
Jesus was supposedly covered with said shroud.
Oh, God. Wait, let me understand something. Jesus got crucified. I don't know why I did air quotes. He really, the character of Jesus crucified, and then they covered his body up with the diaper of Turin. Is that correct?
Well, that's the story goes with the...
They buried his ass in the rocks, and 3 days later, he came out. Right? Of the hole.
Okay. Yeah, and his magical juices got all over...
Oh, gross, Jesus.
Or the magic when he resurrected under the sheet.
Yeah.
Somehow... And also, Jesus very conveniently covered his balls and his dick so that he wouldn't see the royal Schwanson.
Boy, look at that. Look at that Jesus.
The royal, I mean, the holy Schwanson. Has nothing to do with art in the Middle Ages at all that were snipping they were snipping dicks off of Roman statues.
Right, right. Okay, we
and stapling on fig leaves.
We've established that the diaper, the Shroud of Turin, could be bullshit. Why is he white, though? He's from Africa.
You can't tell his skin color on the shroud. It's all the pictures. Like a ghost image.
In all the pictures, he's white.
Well, that's the artwork. Yeah, that's one of the Medici's,
it's
right?
Did we find out that it's representation? No, the art is they're drawing. It's not. Is he only white in the art? Is that what it is? They're like, listen, if we're gonna sell this Christianity thing, if we're gonna sell the Christianity thing, Jesus better be white.
Also in the news,
Jesus, it's like he's from Northern Africa.
Yes.
Okay.
So he would have been brown. I think we all agree on that.
How did he wear clothes that were made 1,000 years after he was born would be my question. That's impressive. I mean, does he time travel?
That's
if there's any
my
Catholics,
whole point. My
any
whole point
Catholics can explain
is
this
it
shit.
It is bullshit.
Put the child down and explain to me how this works for a second, if you could. Thank you. I'll stop watching porn. No problem, dick fucks. How about this? How about I'll stop watching porn and let's empty out that basement and sell all that fucking shit and give it to the victims of all the families and the victims, all the kids you diddled over the fucking years. What do we do that? How much does this little vase go for? Honestly, if you sold all that shit, how much money? That'd be all the money.
There's billions.
I mean,
there's billions and billions in not only within eyesight, but in layers and layers of sub-basements.
Yes.
To that Vatican. Who the fuck knows what's going on down there?
Right, right. I don't know. All I'm saying, this you wouldn't even notice. That's the thing. Just sell some of the shit and give it to these poor people or something. You wouldn't notice.
Right.
Be worried. You're going to give what's the chalice that Jesus drank from in the... Lancelot's chalice. What is that? Don't sell that, okay? You can keep the Holy Grail, you fucks. Everything else, get rid of it. It's clutter.
We seek the Grail.
How much? You seek it? Get out your wallet, motherfucker. There's a price. If somebody wants... Listen, if I'm the Pope, the Holy Grail has a price. How much?
I clicked the wrong button. Unless you want to hear the story in Italian about the Pope.
Right.
Il Papa mette in guardia i seminaristi dalla pornografia digitale e avrete che un visio anache. Where is he talking about porn? Oh, here. Ma della pornografia un po' normale. Cari fratelli, state attenti a questo, ha detto il Papa in un incontro con i seminaristi e i sacer.
I'm trying to get the
subtitles. I can't remember my Italian pronunciation. Anyway,
yeah,
the Pope is warning specifically priests and nuns.
Damn,
to lay off the porn.
That's.
He said it's a vice shared by many laymen, many laywomen, in addition to the clergy. And I'm not just talking about criminal pornography, like that involving the abuse of children. That is already degeneration.
Yes.
But pornography, that is a little normal, in quotes. Dear brothers, be careful about this.
What are you talking about?
To the priests, he says, porn weakens the priestly heart.
Keep watching it then. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe the priestly heart ain't all that.
And the pure heart, the one that Jesus receives every day, cannot receive this pornographic information.
Oh, it's like a 404 code, right? It's like a 404 error. We can't receive it.
A 2015 report by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops called producing or using porn a grave matter.
Ooh.
And a mortal sin if it is committed with full knowledge and deliberate consent. Wait a minute.
Say that again?
A mortal sin if it's committed with full knowledge and deliberate consent. So if you don't... So in other words, it's not a sin.
Yes?
If you produce, I guess, hidden porn videos. Spy cam porn videos.
That's not a sin.
Because that's not full knowledge. Well, you're producing it, so that is
the
sin.
That is full knowledge.
But the people who in it aren't.
Well, that's nice.
Committing a sin.
Hey, Jesus, that is such a nice exception right there for not making the people that unknowingly were filmed by some asshole fucking, you know?
So, Il Papa.
That's nice, Il Papa, that you guys aren't going to fry those motherfuckers in hell. Isn't that nice? Wow. But no exception for abortion, right? Forced birth 24/7 with these dumb fucks, right?
Yeah.
Is the Pope still like pro-forced birth?
Yes.
Dude, nobody agrees with you, you dumb shit.
Officially, but he also thinks that, like, politicians and people that have had abortions should still be welcome in the church.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Isn't that nice? Should get the cookie.
They what?
Remember, because there's some...
They can't have the cookie.
No, they can't. He said they should.
Oh, thank you. Isn't that nice?
And there's some rogue priests here in America that are some of these conservative Catholic twat bags.
Yes.
And they are trying to prevent, you know, Pelosi, Biden, like, you can, big Catholics, you can't eat the Jesus flesh on the weekend anymore.
You know, I'm
because you want to kill babies.
If there's any Catholics listening, you know what you guys should be focused on? You got to stop with this molestation shit. That's the main
thing. Well, it's not the people.
Well,
are you suggesting there's priests listening to Crab Diving?
Yeah. No, there's...
Oh, if you're a priest, please contact
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah. But
if you're listening to
hey,
us,
man,
I'm fascinated with that.
If you're in a Catholic church and you're tithing, make sure that, hey, your leadership, they aren't diddling children.
I had a tennis friend that was a priest.
Huh?
I had a tennis friend that was a priest.
I'd say, hey, listen, I want to find...
Really good player.
These priests need to make it clear that they're not diddling people. Just ask them. You're giving them money.
And he definitely did not take a vow of poverty.
Right.
Because he drove around in a Mercedes.
Yeah.
He was a member at the fancy tennis club.
Dude, I'm not taking it. Listen, if you want to take a vow of poverty, go preach at one of these churches up in the fucking mountains with these snakes and shit, the Pentecostals.
God, I got to try to remember his name and see if he's still around. Father Pat.
Right. Why don't the Catholics do the thing with the snakes?
Because
they're not stupid.
Right.
They know it's
well, they've got other bullshit.
They know it's theater. We don't fondle snakes. We fondle children, okay?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yay.
We have in the news this day. We'll be back on Monday if you're...
I'm sorry.
Listening. Yes?
There's a war in Ukraine. There's all kinds of shit going on in the world. And this fucking Pope takes a moment out of his day to warn people about pornography.
You know, he doesn't do a hell of a lot else. So, you know, he talks about that too.
Do something about Ukraine.
He's condemned Putin already.
Well, condemn him again. Don't worry about porn, you fucking idiot.
I mean, he's a little old to strap on a gun and go in the front lines of Ukraine.
Are you telling me you don't think the Vatican has influence?
There's whispers that he may step down.
Then
we've got two popes emeritus.
What do? Fight it out?
Well, I don't know. Ratzinger's got to be 90-something, right?
Jeez. I mean, it would seem like to me the Vatican would have some influence and be able to say, I mean, are they doing something diplomatically to stop this war? Or are they just worried about the porn front? Is that what they're concerned on? Jeez.
Well, you know, they can multitask. 95, Pope Benedict the 16th.
Right. That's who's in charge?
Yeah. We saw his house, too.
Did we?
Yeah, that was the one that was around the back in the section that never walked around before.
Jeez, don't go back there. That's where Pope Benedict is.
Yeah.
He's mean.
He's got like a whole building.
Is he nice or is he cool? Is he a good pope or a shitty pope?
I don't
pope?
Think he was really warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. None of them seemed that nice in any of the TV shows.
And then like wasn't his brother priest also who may have been a diddler enabler or something? Like
geez.
He shuffled around some diddlers, right. I think. I could be.
What are you doing today? Well, I'm trying to get this diddler we got to put somewhere. I got to find a place for him. Where are you going to send him?
And there was whispers about Benedict, too, that when he was either a cardinal or a bishop or something, that he might have either looked the other way or had knowledge of some you know, diddler shuffling.
Well, that's their whole thing, right? I mean, a lot of these people have probably looked the other way.
Oh, yeah. This one is a story from the I don't know. Is this irony?
I don't know. Get Alanis Morissette on the phone.
A Florida attorney.
Yes.
Ron Smith was one of the ones involved in making sure that our state did not force motorcycle riders to wear a helmet.
Nobody cares about Florida.
Guess where this is going.
Yeah, yeah.
The Florida attorney, who was an experienced rider, was killed August 20th. I mean, this is just now coming out. After he lost control of his motorcycle and crashed into a utility trailer. Yeah. I don't want to laugh.
Right.
His passenger and girlfriend also died.
I know two people.
Neither of them were wearing helmets.
Yeah, yeah. I know two people recently. One guy is dead. The other dude is nearly dead from a fucking motorcycle accident. And none of them wear helmets.
Gosh.
You ride around on these Harleys in between bars all fucking drunk and shit. It's dangerous on these bikes, man. It's fucking crazy. I'm sorry. I think it's nuts to drive these fucking motorcycles.
Well, and, it sounds like, I mean, if he spun out and hit something, that means they died. That's head trauma.
Yeah.
You know, it's most likely head trauma.
Yeah.
Unless she got flung and, you know, got some blunt force chest trauma or something. But your head trauma is what's going to kill you in that.
You're not wearing a helmet.
They might have lived.
You know, in a lot of, I see, you know, you see riders out there wearing all their pads and their helmets and shit. But most of the time, I see motherfuckers in flip-flops going there.
Yeah.
And that's nuts.
So your freedoms.
Yeah.
You got your freedoms, dude.
Woo! And now you don't even need permits with these guns. There's so much freedom in the South.
I've got another Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Story.
Okay.
A day early. This is... I did this one. That was... that was Nick Fuentes. I played him yesterday.
That fuck.
Here we go.
Kevin McCarthy definitely does not want me in Washington, D.C. And I think there's also people in the so-called America First movement who don't want me in Washington, D.C. People who claim to be America First, like I said, who really aren't America First. They're all about themselves first. But
Mentioned that a couple times. Like, is there anybody in particular or?
I don't know. This is Laura
that?
Loomer.
Oh, my God.
Who I think
Loomer
still hasn't conceded, even though
she
got
Central
her ass
Florida,
kicked.
Correct?
Yeah, yeah. She's been bouncing every couple of years, the last couple of elections, from between districts to try to find enough crazy Republicans to vote for her, well, put her into Congress.
Can I just say, if she cannot win in that district, I know where this is, where she ran. There's nothing out there but maggots.
Right.
It is red as shit. And if she can't win there...
she was on this guy. This is Ethan Ralph on his Killstream program.
Ooh. Okay.
I guess some right-wing nut job. She was ostensibly on the program to discuss... She's got a... What? Her new channel...
Yes.
On Cozy TV, which is an explicitly anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-black, anti-Semitic streaming platform created by...
Yes?
Nick Fuentes!
When that description you read, who wrote that description? Is that their...
Right-wing Watch.
Oh, they did. Are they bragging? Nick Fuentes has a network.
Sure. Oh, actually, no, that's their quote.
Oh. That's their text. That's
what
great.
Is Cozy TV? Like, how do you get on Cozy TV?
Well, we're rolling it out. We're bringing on streamers every week. So we did three last week, three this week. We're going to do three next week, the week after that, and so on. We'll probably bring on a ton of people in December. This is just the beta test right now.
Oh, the beta test.
Why, it's do you pretty cool go on so there? Far. I like it.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
like the way the entire website's set up, like it looks pretty professional.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the website. I'm just wondering why you let people like be on who but maybe I just misunderstand.
That guy's cutting in and out. I don't know
who's
talking
mad
about
being on.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the problem with all these asshole racists. They'll have somebody who's a horrible troglodyte, but said something nice about Jewish people back in 1985.
Oh, right, right.
Well, why do you have this guy on?
I don't know why you have that guy on.
You let people like be on who but maybe I just misunderstand.
Well, I'm feeling like it's more like a free speech website. I'm thinking you can say whatever you want, doesn't matter. Am I right or wrong, Nick?
You're correct. Yeah, it's free speech, no censorship. We are anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-black, anti-Semitic. That's basically the
thing. Holy shit.
Because everything else is every other way. But that's the only way that America will be the future.
Your website's fucked. Is that what the guy said?
Yeah. Is this like a platform? Like, no, this is his network for his content. This isn't like Truth Social.
Right. This is cozy.tv. It's streaming video.
Oh, wow.
God, I don't want to sully my computer and go there. Yeah. I'll open it in incognito.
I mean, is it? I mean, it's...
It looks like YouTube.
Oh, I want to see it.
Oh, God. Baked Alaska is on right now. Isn't he? Shouldn't he be in jail? Alex Jones' show is on. Oh. Is it serious?
He carries the Alex Jones show.
My own mom's this proudest moment, or one of her most proudest moments, as she told me on her deathbed, in fact, was the fact that she got to own her own home one day.
This is InfoWars.
So that's a core aspect.
So it might not be Alex, but it's like Twitch. It's streaming live, so I can't go back in time and see what this is.
Is that chat?
So this is more like Twitch than like YouTube. This is streaming.
That chat on the left-hand side of your screen?
Stu Peters is on right now.
Ooh, geez.
Should we do a Stu drop?
Dr. Thorpe Absolutely. Is a board-certified OBGYN with more than 4 decades of experience.
Yeah, there's no sentence he says that's not angry.
Yeah.
These COVID shots inflict on pregnant women. He also handles about 8,000 high-risk pregnancies every year. Dr. Thorpe and Michelle both join us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for being here. I sound like I hate you, but I like you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, your courage in coming forward is very commendable.
Who are these assholes?
Yo, what a day.
Hospital whistleblower sounds alarm, it says.
Oh, yes.
I'm not going to play any more of this.
Right.
That's our. So there you go. That's what you can see over at Cozy Yay! TV, everybody.
Okay.
You could drop in on Stu Peters, Alex Jones.
Damn.
Baked Alaska.
Wait. Baked Alaska, refresh, who the fuck is
he? He's the guy that walks around live streaming, and during the pandemic, he was going into businesses and saying, you're violating my rights, and screaming and yelling at the teenagers that are working behind the counter. That's at McDonald's.
Nice. That's nice.
And all that shit. And virulent, racist, anti-Semitic, all the above.
He's nice.
We could do a drop-in here.
People were exponentially longing for that social interaction. So neighbors started hanging out with each other. We started hanging out outside, and we started to get all to know all of our neighbors.
Yeah.
And so you just have to make that first move.
Jeez. Yeah, no, very, very well said. I would have to agree with you there. Well, and obviously I think you would agree with me. I'm pretty sure that was social engineered to do the opposite. You know, the globalists didn't want.
Talking. He must have been talking about church, because the chat. Somebody in the chat says, "Yeah, but was this a Catholic church?"
I saw something in that chat about Kanye too. They hate Catholics, like, he is racist. Yes, he is.
Catholics.
Yeah. Why do they hate Catholics? Because it's not.
They're not crazy enough.
They are though.
Some of them. Well, you put Greg Locke out there, and
but the Catholics are like, if you put this cracker in this box, it turns into Jesus' ball sack.
Okay, detail. You know, that's what I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, of all the crazy evangelical shit, why is it the Catholics are pretty much the only ones, and some of the, the Coptics and your Orthodoxes.
Right.
Believe in that transubstantiation bullshit.
Yeah.
They say, I went to 12 years of fucking Catholic school. I was taught there was no Noah. There was no Adam and Eve. It's bullshit. It's a story. It's fairy stories.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to believe, but that part about Jesus.
Yeah.
You're actually eating the flesh, but you're not, but you are, but you're
you
not.
Don't, do you know are. Why? Because if you didn't feel like you needed the cookie to go to heaven, then you wouldn't come in with that envelope. You wouldn't come in with the envelope.
But
it's leverage.
But the cookie works with you guys too, and you just believe it's a symbol. The Catholics have that fucked up transubstantiation thing where they believe there's a physical. That's another reason when we learned about transubstantiation, I don't know what, for third, fourth grade maybe. That's another nail in the coffin for the religion for me, because I was a weird kid, and by fourth grade I was like reading encyclopedias about science to have fun. That's what I did for fun. Shocker, I was a big loser when I was a kid and boring and a nerd.
This child molester told me if I put bread in a box, it'll turn into Jesus' flesh. Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
I was like, what?
Why is my dog going to hell, you fuck? You know?
That was the first, mortal blow.
Fuck that guy.
It was second grade.
Oh, yeah. Some fucking priest is telling you a dog, you're going to hell, motherfucker, not a dog. No one is. Jeez.
So Laura Loomer, back to her.
Loomer.
There's a schism in the fever swamp shit land that these people live in.
Okay.
She's upset. Wait, you hear who she's upsetting pants at. So now, she has said that there are people that are supposedly on her side and America First that aren't. And
this is crazy. She wants to split the America First movement up.
And this brilliant journalist whose show she is on, whose name I've already forgotten, asks her, well, I think he's going to say, well, do you have any examples? Let's do some name dropping.
First, but.
Now, you mentioned that a couple times. Like, is there anybody in particular, or like, because you said that a couple, like, that you feel like kind of worked against you or said certain things here and then a different one somewhere else? Or,
geez, this guy sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very, it's very clear to a lot of people that there were a lot of high profile conservatives who worked against me. For example, you had Milo Yiannopoulos, who was openly on Telegram talking about how he was forming coalitions while working in the office of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene to form coalitions with the left and the right to try to keep me out of office. And there are many people who have this.
Laura.
So I guess Milo, while working for
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
Mama Nazi, somehow conspiring to keep her out of office. You know, this is the Ethan Ralph show,
well,
by the
listen,
way.
Well, listen, hey, Loomer, I think you conspired to keep you out of office because how many votes did you get? Like 7? Is that, you don't need it. When you're not getting any votes, you don't need a conspiracy to keep you from getting elected. That's like a giant, this is the world is conspiring to keep you out of office, you dumb shit.
She posted screenshots of messages Yiannopoulos allegedly posted on Telegram.
Yes.
Milo, my worst nightmare is she has a full Lindsay Lohan meltdown in public, in Congress, for months, and won't stop saying that Marjorie's her best friend, even though MTG won't take her calls.
This person isn't maggoty enough for Milo, right?
He says, you pray for her. I've done enough of that for the past half decade. I will be making sure she gets nowhere near the Capitol.
Are you protecting
Milo
us?
Milo Leonopoulos. Whatever his name
Yiannopoulos.
Is. Yiannopoulos.
He's British, too. Why do you give it? Hey, Milo, why do you give a shit about some congressperson from Florida? Why do you fucking care? Nobody else cares.
They work together, so of course they hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know how these people roll?
Well, wait. So you're saying there's going to be a time when he turns on Mama Nazi?
He said his worst nightmare is that she has a meltdown in public in Congress and will be attaching herself to Marjorie. So he's worried about Marjorie's
reputation. If Laura Loomer attached herself like you described, Milo, it wouldn't matter to Mama Nazi. It would make a difference to anyone, I think. It would just be more Nazi.
I thought he found Jesus, but he's telling someone, yes. You pray for her. I've done enough of that for the past half decade.
Hey, Milo, you might be a new Christian, but that's just not how it goes, buddy. You have to pray for everybody, you dumb fuck. Right?
He's formerly gay also.
Milo, you can't pick and choose. You're a Christian. You have to pray. That's what Jesus would do.
Yeah, right.
White Jesus would do that.
And stop watching porn.
Oh, yeah, Milo. That's another thing.
Try to keep me out of office. And there are many people who have the screenshots. I'll send the screenshots to you and you can see them yourself. But I think that's really problematic, you know? And I think it's a problem when you have people who are claiming to be America first and promoting this idea that they are supporting and promoting America first.
This is just fascism.
Nobody voted for you.
It's not that. Yeah, it's that they're Nazis and they don't think you're going to help the Nazi cause because you're too crazy.
The way you deal with this problem, Loomer, is you win the election.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't win the election in central fucking Florida. Come on. Come on. They don't like you. You're not maggoty enough.
Right. And then I guess later in this show, this guy has Ali Alexander, the lunatic who helped put together the Stop the Steal rally.
Okay.
On January 6th.
Oh, nice. An insurrectionist.
That he called in to vouch for Loomer.
Yes.
And support her allegations. He said Yiannopoulos is a washed-up has-been who turns against his friends.
Yes.
When he fears they might have success without needing him. Yiannopoulos, this is Right Wing Watch reporting.
Okay.
Milo then sent a message to this host,
right.
Ethan Ralph, that said, Laura has an impeccable track record of failure. Failure to sustain friendships, failure to keep employees, and failure to win elections. Her behavior turns allies into enemies. No one can stand to be around her for long. It's beneath my dignity to debate or converse with her in any fashion.
Jeez.
But I'd be open to boxing her at Ralph Mania. Just two men in the ring.
Damn.
Resolving things the old-fashioned way. And you can tell Ali, stop having sex with little boys.
Shit.
It's Milo.
You know, I want to say the infighting...
Going full pedo accusation on Ali Alexander.
The infighting on the progressive side of things is so boring compared to this.
I know.
Really.
Really. That's You'd love
Why
to see
is
it,
it,
though.
It's something about these right-wing nut jobs. They like to accuse each other of diddling children.
Well, that's the dummies' go-tos. There's a few times, like...
that guy in Arizona. You know,
the First Amendment audits I like to watch, where some of the dumbest of the dumb will call these guys. I talked about it yesterday. Oh, yeah. They'll accuse them of going for... of trying to take pictures of kids. But the kids might be like half a mile away in the park. You know, or something. There's children over there.
God.
Not illegal, by the way. Creepy. But if you, even if you were taking pictures
you're,
of the children.
Because you're in public and there's no perceived, you don't have an expectation.
Creepy.
That
don't take pictures of kids out in public. Yeah. Creepy. Yeah. But, I mean, unless you're doing a newspaper piece on kids frolicking in the open fire hydrant or shit like that, but knowing these days, some maggot would drive by seeing a news reporter taking pictures of kids in, dancing in the water, and they'd throw them down and say pedophile.
Oh, yeah. They'd start fighting or they'd get their gun out. I'm sure those stories exist.
So, yeah, not a lot of love, shockingly. Yeah. Over on the cesspool.
There's not really a lot of love. There's a lot of violence.
Violence and hate, yeah. Anger.
What do you think?
Just like Jesus wanted.
Oh, yeah. Jesus would love this shit. What's next for Laura Loomer?
I don't know. Well, she's got a show on Nick Fuentes's.
A show?
She's streaming. She'll be streaming on Nick Fuentes's.
Sometimes people call something a show, and I'm insulted by that. It's not a show. It's just like...
Here's something interesting. We just played a clip of Nick Fuentes on a Zoom call.
Yes.
Proudly proclaiming to be racist, anti-Semitic, anti-woman. Laura Loomer's Jewish.
Really?
Yes.
That... Doesn't that bother him?
Doesn't that bother her?
I don't know what bothers her, man. She's on that network.
Yes.
But we just heard the mission statement of that network.
Here's a post.
Jeez.
Someone asks the lunatic running for governor of Arizona, the former Fox News host, Carrie Lake, pure stop to steal, almost QAnon level craziness.
Oh, Carrie Lake.
And if she wins in Arizona, Arizona's fucked.
Well, I mean, so hot there.
Someone asks her who her favorite actor is. Do you want to take a guess?
Chuck Norris, Kevin Sorbo.
Those would be my two guesses, probably. Clint Eastwood.
Oh, of course. Clint Eastwood. Sure. He's a great actor.
My favorite actor now, I mean, a lot has changed over the past few. Any actor who's been canceled is now my favorite actor.
James Woods.
What about that person from Star Wars? Remember her?
Changed over the past few. Any actor who's been canceled is now my favorite actor. Because that means they're probably doing something good.
Mel Gibson. How could we?
Mel Gibson.
How could we not?
You know, I just recently had the most surreal experience. I had the... unfortunately, I had to go to California for about 6 hours. My staff said we're going to stay overnight. I go, no, we're not. We're flying in and we're flying out. But I had lunch with really one of my favorite actors. He made some of the films, some of the only films I can stomach anymore. Because
who is this that she had lunch with?
Wait. Is she talking about Mel Gibson?
I don't know.
I mean, he did Apocalypto and that thing about Jesus and Braveheart. What else?
Some of the only films I can stomach anymore because everything's gone.
I don't know the answer, by the way. I just saw this tweet, so I really don't know.
Okay, I'm going with Mel Gibson.
So woke. Mel Gibson.
Ding, 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 ding.
And
I mean, who else?
I sat next to Mel Gibson. Oh. Pinch me, I still can't believe I sat next to Mel Gibson for lunch. He came to meet me, and I just said, thank you for making such great movies. Braveheart? I mean, it doesn't get better than that, does it? The Patriot? Just the great movies. I said, you know, Apocalypto was a good movie.
Okay.
Patriot wasn't bad. It wasn't great. Apocalypto is a great movie. It's a really good movie.
It's a great movie written and directed by an anti-Semitic motherfucker. Right?
Racist.
Racist, I'm sorry.
Don't forget racist.
Was he right? Oh, yes, he is racist. He's racist.
Don't make me try to find those clips.
I, you know, I always think of him as anti-Semitic.
Right.
Which is correct.
100%.
Never forget the racism. He said some crazy shit on some voicemails.
Right.
Pinch me. I'm sitting next to Mel Gibson. Well, I hope you know where the exits are, because he gets nuts.
On July 9, 2010, actor Mel Gibson...
Let me see. Do we have the audio?
Is this when he got arrested?
Oh, wait. I do have the audio. Oh, it's bleeped out. I want the non-bleeped out version. I wonder if they have it anymore.
Yeah, people can't... Listen, Hollywood is rehabilitating this Mel Gibson fuck. He's in Netflix movies. I mean, really. There's so many actors out there that aren't... Krakens, you know, you could give the nicer people out there, and I guarantee you can find a better director than Mel Gibson. Of course, he must come at a huge discount, right?
Mel?
Yes. Oh yeah. He comes at a huge discount, right? Because he's an anti-Semitic fuck, and if you make a movie and he's your director, people are gonna be like,
vile and very disturbing things.
I'm having, you know, it was so long ago.
Fuck Mel Gibson.
His people have probably successfully scrubbed a lot of this shit off the internet.
He's worried. I think in that one voicemail, he was talking to his girlfriend, and he's worried about particles from her breast implants getting in the milk that his baby's supposed to drink. Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the points that he was concerned about? You imagine screaming about that on somebody's fucking voicemail. I mean, that is crazy, man. Jeez, Mel. And you know what? All his movies aren't great.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you. So, was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Okay, good.
So you're not talking about her boob job.
Right.
Lying to me about fake tits.
I've never had.
Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie. Who cares?
What a fucking asshole.
But it's an amazing argument.
No lie, who cares?
Is it? Listen, we don't need to go down this wormhole, but if you have breast implants, you can still lactate. And
sure.
What do? Do they just stretch the tubes that run the milk to the nipples around the implant?
No, they put that under all of the
foreign
stuff.
Bodies and dumb shit.
So, look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway,
get rid of them.
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Oh my God, this guy.
What a fucking
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's hey.
Here's a Tennessee Williams play.
Oh yeah. Hey Mel, you're one of you're somebody's favorite, which blows my mind.
See if I give a fuck.
Jeez.
You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes
sashaying.
And stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right?
I mean, the thing is...
There we go, everybody. The uncensored version.
This is how I've always felt about what he said here. It really rolls off his tongue, and I think he says that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Pack of N-word? Yeah.
Right there at the tip of his fucking mind.
So there you go.
Oh, but
there's 36 minutes.
You know what I hate about...
There's 36 minutes of Mel Gibson phone
rants. On that voicemail!
Well, she recorded their speech, their talks, yeah. I'm going to skip ahead just to a random point.
Just a random Mel drop.
You can't even fucking figure out.
I have to go to the bank.
It's a tax money instead of a credit card. Don't you get it?
Goodbye, Mel. Baby's crying. I have to go.
You look after my child.
She's my child, too.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, you cunt whore.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had forgotten about these.
Where is he when he's talking to her on the phone? Is he outside? Is he at a Starbucks or something?
He's probably in
he's
church.
He's not walking around.
He's
oh,
in
yeah.
church.
He's on set.
Yeah, this guy's a hardcore screaming. Fundamentalist Opus Dei Catholic.
Yeah, weird. Like Bill Barr.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Cool. Are they friends?
I don't know. They may be.
Don't all the Opus Dei Catholic people, at least the rich ones, don't they know each other? Wouldn't they?
I mean, it's probably not that huge of a group.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, Mel Gibson finds out Bill Barr is into this dumb shit. He's like, oh, I want to meet this guy. I'm into this dumb shit, too.
Yeah.
He's famous. I'm famous.
What have we got here? We got a few minutes left.
Yay.
Right now, I am not allowed to be in this fine country of yours because the ridiculous administration says that the unvaccinated are not allowed in this country right now. Well, I am pure blood and I am proud and I am sick and tired of being told what to do.
Listen, these Nazi motherfuckers have to calm the fuck down, dude. That is some Nazi fucking shit. What did she say? Oh, I'm a pure blood.
I'm trying to see if she did a Nazi salute in the middle here because she, far right English commentator Katie Hopkins, our friends across the pond probably know her and hate her.
Jeez. What a Nazi.
English media personality, columnist, far right political commentator. Contestant in the third series of The Apprentice.
So, excuse me. So, The Apprentice went
out. Well, that was over there first, though, wasn't it?
Oh, not here.
It might have been the UK version.
I was just saying, did Trump's Apprentice just scour the planet for what white supremacists can we have on?
It was a different person.
Mm.
That Alan Sugar was the businessman that was you were apprenticing for.
Do you think that if Trump brought back Apprentice, who would he get on it? Name the celebrities he would have, the most famous. Who would do it? Kanye.
Right? Kid Rock. Kanye.
That's so sad.
Chachi.
He's not an entrepreneur, though. I mean, what would he do? I mean, I guess normal people. I mean, Trump is.
So I'm on the Katie Hopkins Wikipedia page.
Yes.
And under number 3, views and controversies.
Right.
Or controversies.
Jolly good.
3.1, Islam. 3.2, multiculturalism. 3.3, white genocide. 3.4, feminism. 3.5, tattoos. 3.6, social class. Meanwhile, these are her controversies.
Oh.
And controversial views. 3.7, illness and fatalities in the UK. 3.8, obesity. 3.9, Pakistani men. 3.10, migrants. 3.11, Romani people. 3.12, Donald Trump. 3.13, racism, racial profiling, and Black Lives Matter.
Wait, I'm confused how she feels about all those.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know.
Trump profiling, racial profiling, the Manchester Arena bombing, Pakistani men.
I'll take Pakistani men for 400.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a daily double.
Hopkins objected to Rochdale commemorating National Pakistan Day in 2015, saying that she based her objection on a sex trafficking case involving 9 predominantly Pakistani men. In a series of tweets, she posted images of the felons with the caption, "Are these your friends too?"
That's so American.
In March of 2015, she was reported to the police by Labour MP, Member of Parliament,
right,
Simon Danchik, for possible race hate crimes. In response, she said, "I asked fair questions. I think it's important someone has the balls to speak out."
Oh, well said. Well said. Someone has the balls.
In 2015, she wrote a column in The Sun comparing migrants to cockroaches and feral humans, saying they're spreading like a nanovirus.
Nine! Yeah. You Nazi fuck! That's so, Nazi shit.
But listen to her. Here she is. This is a Reawaken American
tour. Oh.
She's here illegally.
What?
And she is admitting it. They're supposed to be vaccinated to come into this country. So she is admitting that she is not vaccinated and she is here in this country illegally.
Well, somebody better kick her the fuck
out. And all the white maggots in the Reawaken America tour crowd eagerly anticipating Jim Brewer coming out to go at them are rubbing themselves to the fact that this person, this racist xenophobe, where's her Wikipedia? Racism, xenophobia, multiculturalism she hates.
Yes, she hates all the...
She promotes the white genocide theory. Right. She's anti-Semitic.
Okay.
She says women don't want equal treatment. They couldn't handle it if they got it. What a lot of women are actually looking for is special treatment.
You're a special little Nazi fuck. God damn. We need to take these people seriously, though. This person's saying a bunch of Nazi shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know.
She once said she would stop her children for playing with classmates based on their given names. She expressed particular dislike for lower class names like Charmaine, Chantel, or Chardonnay.
Wait, hey, send us a list of your acceptable names, you fuck. We know what you mean.
She said she's not a fan of geographical location names either.
Like, what are you?
Paris.
Are you supposed to call places? Whiteville?
No, she doesn't. Kids named.
Oh.
Paris.
Oh.
Kids named.
Fuck you. What do you like then? You don't like anything. She doesn't like people being named after places, but she also doesn't like Jewish people.
Then someone pointed out to her that her daughter's name is India.
What's up with that?
And she said it's not related to a place.
Maybe she doesn't know it's a place. She's dumb as shit. India's a place.
What does it mean if she named her daughter India? What does it... If it's not a place, what does it...
It's a place. It's a place your country occupied for a time, right?
She also fat shames journalists.
Oh, that's nice. How does she... You know, you got all this hate going on. How does she work that one in? It seems like...
Would I employ you if you were obese? No, I would not. You would give the wrong impression to my clients. I need people to look energetic, professional, and efficient. If you are obese, you look lazy. To call yourself plus size is just a euphemism for being fat.
Wow.
Bigger is not beautiful. Of course, a job comes down to how you look, she says. So this is...
What is it about?
This is who we're playing a clip of.
You know what I hate? What is it about these Nazis? They have to sit there and tell you how they feel about everything. Go fuck yourself.
They're snowflakes.
We know how you feel.
Are not allowed in this country right now. Well, I am pure blood, and I am proud, and I am sick and tired of being told what to do.
Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. You suck.
Pure blood. What does that sound like?
That sounds like, you know, actually, that sounds...
I believe, ladies and gentlemen,
like a vampire.
That I have no moral obligation to follow made-up rules made up by an irrational old man who was installed in the White House and is not the rightful president of this country.
What do you know?
The time for waiting for permission is over, and the time for waiting for an answer is through. Mm-hmm. And so I did what any rational individual would do under the Biden administration. And ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, this is a true story. I decided to break my ass into this country via Mexico.
Wait.
She drove in through Mexico.
Unvaccinated.
Yes.
Did she present a fake card?
I don't know. She must have crossed the border illegally.
Dude, people do that. They get fake vaccination cards. It's
via Mexico.
Oh, they're losing their
Come
minds.
At me.
They're standing.
Lock me up. Do it.
Okay. Sure.
So there you go. What's going on at the Waken America tour.
Jim Brewer's like, do
Reawaken.
I go next?
Reawaken America.
Does Jim Brewer does the goat boy after her? Or what goes on?
At some point. Yeah. Depending on who's there.
Who follows a British Nazi? That's what I would be wondering. Who follows a British Nazi on the lineup? Who gives a lineup at these things?
Yeah. Man, she's a charmer, isn't she?
Yeah. Somebody walks up and say, "What are you? Are you the fire eater? Okay, you're going to go after Laura Loomer and before the British Nazi." Yes, the British Nazi.
They've got their fair share.
Yeah. They must have straight up entertainment, like clowns and mimes and things. I mean, they can't be all like Nazi shit, right? I mean, they got to have a funnel cake in there somewhere that's just all just like full hate 24 fucking 7.
Sure, I mean.
God, you assholes.
They'll do cooking shows, but they'll also talk about,
nine!
You know what these ovens remind me of?
Listen, we're going to do a show. I'm going to cook a souffle, then I'm going to Nazi out hardcore.
Oh, man, we got to get going here. I have so many more clips, but we'll continue Faithless Friday on Monday.
Yes.
For the long weekend, everybody won. I couldn't choose one, so I put them together.
Right. I got to go play a sheriff tomorrow. So, you know, whatever. I mean, you know. Anyway.
In Mississippi.
Hey, bar!
Right.
You know what? I'm going to base it off the guy from, not Cannonball Run, but...
You should do a British accent. It'll drive me crazy.
No. I want to make it out of
there. I'm the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Come here, Sheriff. I'm all...
Or be like a really gay sheriff. Be the, dress like the cop from The Village People.
The what? The Village People?
Yeah.
Genius.
Dress like the cop from The Village People. Really tight short shorts.
Yeah. You want me to get out of...
Like the Reno 911 guy.
Oh, that would be funny.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Where's the music?
Yay!
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We had a great time. We'll talk to you on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. If you can get into this event in Mississippi.
Yeah, we don't have any listeners in
Hattiesville, Mississippi.
Hattiesburg.
Nope, yeah. Mississippi. Check out... There's some... I don't know, some murder mystery going on. At RatedRComedy.com, or go to RatedRComedy.com. This is his website, or at RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking vile.
Have a blessed Loomer-free weekend, everybody. Everybody, we'll hit you up again Monday.
Loomer.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.